Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. And also, don't forget to check out our blog and the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members like our great friend Christina Cavanaugh, who's with us right now. We have a poll question every week. We ask you a different question, and that's right there on the homepage. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm there too, but no clutter. You won't get any clutter from me. I'm at Jim Blasingame. Christina Cavanaugh is with us. She's our email expert. She's the author of Managing Your Email. Christina, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Okay, you can find me at www.christinacavanaugh, all one word, .com. And my book can be purchased. It's Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, and you can get it at Amazon.com.
And Cavanaugh has no U's in it, all A's.
All A's,
So yes. Check out Christina Cavanaugh. Christina, talk to us about some of the things that you said that you've been getting you've been paying attention to what's going on around the world with email. And talk to us about some of the things you've learned about how to do a better job with email.
Well, I can talk to you about what people are saying. A lot of this is in my book already. But this idea of how fast should responses be seems to be something that's happening now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are justifying using their handhelds at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night because people expect, you're laughing,
yeah,
people
right.
expect an instant response.
Mm.
And yet I'm thinking to myself, unless you have an extreme business purpose where you are expecting a response from somewhere at a particular time, nobody is expecting, immediate response to any kind of message, any voicemail, or anything else.
There are people who work for people who think their people are available 24/7.
Yeah.
And if that's your boss's MO, then you're not going to be very far away from your handset.
Yeah.
And you're going to be available at 24/7. And that's just, mm-hmm. and Christina, as you know, that's just the way it is. But if you don't have that situation, put the phone down and play with the kids or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, there are the extreme situations of 24/7, but for the most part, I think it's reasonable that you don't have to respond to an email within 10 or 15 minutes of receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I find, and people are doing that on the fly. How many people have you seen crossing the street, texting?
Oh yeah.
Like I saw a guy riding a bicycle texting.
Oh, listen, I saw this. We were in Copenhagen a couple of years ago, and a lady dressed in a nice suit, going to work at a bank, was driving through rush hour traffic over there on a bicycle, and she was texting.
Yeah.
And pulling it off, she got there safely, I think.
Well, the thing is, they might have been pulling it off, but back to what we talked about with human cognition, we can't multitask as well as we think we can.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are actually engaged in another activity, and then part of our attention is diverted to sending a quick message from
right.
a handheld.
Right.
You have to ask yourself what is in that message. What did they actually read? What was being sent to them and respond properly or not? And I have found that a lot of messages I get from handhelds, I look at it and I go, they didn't answer my question.
Well,
and
what I do is if I'm driving or riding, because I would never check email while I was driving, Christina. I would never do that. But anyway, if wherever I am, if I'm checking messages, if I can't, if I can't just say yes or no or right or Roger or something like that, then I say, okay, when I get to the point where I can answer cogently, that's what I'll do, and they'll just have to wait for 5 minutes or an hour or whatever, And I do that at night whenever I'm, you know, I do sometimes have my laptop up while I'm watching television at night. And if I get an email, I'll wait till the next day to send it, to send a response. But one of the things that I want to point out, though, also is that when you're with someone, let's talk about etiquette with the person you're with. When you're with someone, it's better for you to be in the moment with them than to be diverted, be distracted over by email and checking your email all the time. What do you think?
Definitely. And I am surprised at the number of people who are like chained to their emails and to their messages to the point where they're doing it at the kitchen table, you know, when the wife and kids are around,
right,
or
right,
the husband and kids are around. And I just find it appalling that people would actually do that.
Our behavior, our manners are slipping. Our behavior is eroding, is diminishing in terms of this kind of access to information. We have to learn how to get back to basic human connection, human manners, human decency, don't you think?
Well, yes, but I think what we need to learn more, because we know some of that, but we need to manage our email. Like, you know, email for those people is managing them. So
yeah,
they are host to the device.
That's the question to ask yourself, isn't it? Am I managing my email or is it managing me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the answer to that question for those, you know, overusers is they're locked into this sort of addiction.
Right. Hey, Christina, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Your Emailer is her book. ChristinaCavanaugh.com is her website. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.